Julian, we've seen clips of you and Tom from some of the NFL film stuff. I love you, that sort of thing. Last night, he was talking about his father. He got emotionally cried. It's just kind of the softer side of Tom that you guys see maybe a little bit more than we do.
Yeah, I guess. He's a passionate guy, and he's a huge family guy. So, I guess, yeah.
When he says, you know, he's answered a lot of questions about Trump, and he says, I'm a positive person. You guys are around him all the time. Is that that sort of mantra carried through in the locker room?
He's a positive guy. So, he's definitely a positive guy. What are you trying to say here?
No, I'm not talking about race.
Oh.
I'm talking about, like, you know, in and out of breaks, quickness off the line of scrimmage. I mean, what?
Just guys that can get open, catch a ball, and play within the system.
Yeah. Julie, you talk about getting back to work. I mean, after the Monday madness of media day and then coming back to work, what's like this week? Is it a normal week of practice?
Yeah, it's, you know, we adjust our surroundings. You know, we have a facility we go to. We have our same types of meetings. We're staying in hotels. So the more we can keep it to the similar routine that we have at home, the better.
Is it any different? Do things get heightened this week when it comes to practice? Or do you guys try not to do that?
I think there's more pep in everyone's step because it's, you know, You get those little bumps and bruises, the sore aches, they kind of go away because you know the magnitude of the game you're about to play in, and it's more of an excitement, and you know, it's like that.
Can you talk a bit about just the evolution of Chris Hogan in his game and his importance
to his
offense?
You know, Chris, he's worked his tail off. He's come in here, and he's been a good leader. Great guy to have in the locker room. Works extremely hard. He's you know, more talented than what people are giving him. He's very fast, and you know, anytime you go in and you put in the work that he has, you know, results are going to be seen, and that's what we're seeing.
Pretty remarkable story for him. I mean, you've got a pretty good one yourself, given what you had to go through to get here, but to be a lacrosse player and then play this whole school right here, how impressive is that?
It's very impressive. You know, he's, like I said, he's worked his way to get to where he's at. And around here, we like that kind of stuff. You know, nothing's really given to you. You have to go out and earn everything. And, you know, he's done that.
How about Martellus Bennett, just his character and what he brings to that locker room with his energy and his smile?
Marty's Marty. So, you know, he's definitely fun to have. He's a great teammate. You know, a lot of people want to talk about how charismatic he is, but, you know, the reason why I love him is because he goes out, he practices hard, he plays hard, and, you know, it's he's a good teammate. So, you know, it's good to have those traits.
We see the quotes from him, and we talk to him, and we kind of engage with him on a regular basis, but is that something that we may have overlooked this year? Because he's talked a little bit about it, fight through injury, shoulder, the ankle, all that.
He's mentally and physically tough. I mean, Marty's gone out there and he's played very well for us. He's played a lot of downs. So I mean, the guy, he practices hard, he plays hard, he plays practically every play. So it's great to have him, and we're gonna need him on Sunday.
You and Tom have been together now. What is it about your relationship that's maybe transcended football a little bit? You guys are really, really close for an extended period of time, but is there something that has allowed you to be able to build that kind of friendship with him?
You know, I think it's just what we're passionate about. You know, we both love our families, football, and when you combine those and the hours that we put in together, you know, that's just kind of naturally going to happen, I guess. So, you know, that's how that goes.
So, internally, is there part of the you that I know you want to win it for yourself, you want to win it for your teammates, part of you want to win it for Tom as well, for him to get his fifth?
Yeah, I mean, you want to win it for all your teammates. You know, those are the guys you go in the trenches with. Those are the guys that you do the wind sprints with, you lift the weights with. You go in the OTAs, the mini camps, training camps. I mean, we see these guys more than we see our families, so there's a natural bond and brotherhood that you develop through that time. And it's always, you know, that's who you play for. You play for your teammates and your family, so.
Julian, as well as you know Josh, can you talk about what kind of head coach you think he would be and how what he would
have? I'm not going down that road. What's that?
Well, that's what I've been told. Magician that comes into town.
I don't. I'm sorry, I don't have that one.
Talk about the chemistry with the receiving crew for this year. The chemistry. It seems like you guys are really in the sync. Everyone's got their own role. It seems like you guys are really
playing. You know, it's. We definitely have a bond. You know, we got a room that has a group of guys that like to work, that are dedicated to making their craft better, and not just with, you know, receiving and catching, but, you know, competing in the run game. You know, so anytime you have those types of guys together, you know, that's kind of how we want our room. And we got every guy in that room, you know, is a team guy, mentally tough, physically tough, and you wouldn't want it any other way. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Josh is a very smart offense guy, offensive coordinator, offensive mind, and you know, it's definitely fun to get to play in his system. I'm not worried about what people are saying. I'm worried about what they're doing. And, you know, I've said that year, or week in and week out, we ignore noise and we really just try to hunker down on our preparation, our practice, and going out and trying to play our best game on Sundays. So, you know.
In that regard, is this place, not that you've played anywhere else, in terms of all the guys that come in, this atmosphere isn't necessarily for everyone, is it?
The
way you guys approach your business, some guys come in and it's a shock to the system. I just think of Reggie Wayne; it was a shock to his system.
He didn't really play here, so you know I more respect. I got a bunch of respect for all the, you know, guys that have come in, but you know, coaches, if you don't really get it, then you know that's kind of where that line is drawn. So, but I mean, Reggie was a stud. Learned a lot from him. I think definitely that's the coach's job, is to go out and use the strengths of the players, and I think our coaches are very well at doing that kind of stuff. What's up, buddy?
A couple of questions, just like for our pregame before the game. ¿Lista? Gracias, estamos aquí con Julian Edelman. Cuéntanos, ¿por qué te dicen la ardilla? How does the ardilla name came up? Explain to us why eres la ardilla.
Just getting squirrely out there. That's how it came up, I don't know.
Dice, si hay que moverse por todos lados. ¿Qué es lo que más respetas de la defensiva de Atlanta? What is the thing you respect the most of the Falcons defense?
They're very athletic. You know, they play in a scheme that they're all very good at playing with each other. You know, they're fast and they're playing well. I mean, they take the ball away. They're ball stripping team. They're physical. they have a lot of great attributes and they're well coached. So anytime you have those combinations, it's, you know, it makes for a good defense.
Dice muy atlético, muy rápido, muy buen entrenador. El señor Kraft me dijo que cuando anuncien el partido en México le prepare su guacamole de una manera. Me gustaría saber cómo te gustaría te. I talked with Mr. Kraft once I announced the Mexico game. It's probably on Wednesday. He told me how he likes his guacamole. Do you like guacamole? And how do you like your guacamole?
I love my guacamole. I like it pretty, you know, avocado, some red onion, little crema, maybe a little sliced chopped tomatoes,
tomate,
and a couple of salsa verdes in there or something.
That's right. But finally, if you guys get to win on Sunday, what it would mean for Belichick, especially number 12? Lo que significaría si ganan el domingo para el 12 y Belichick.
What would it mean to them? It would probably...
For the team, for you guys to be able to give that to them.
You know, I think it's the ultimate team goal is to go out and try to play in the last game and win it. So I think it'd mean a lot to everyone.
Todos en equipo sería algo muy especial. Señor Ardilla, thank you as always.
Gracias, amigo.
Gracias. Las palabras de Julian Edelman. Ardilla,
compañero. Yeah, cilantro. We got to get the cilantro in there. I forgot that. Screwed that up.
Well, that's one of the most polarizing.
The most. That's unbelievable. Yeah, it's Mexican Renega. It's Mexican oregano.
Is that what it is?
That's kind of what it is, I think.
Mexican,
yeah.
Can you explain the etymology of Tom's "Let's Go" and when that became this rallying cry? It seems like recent years really has taken off.
You know what? The "Let's Go" has been amplified so much now that. I mean, you can use it as a noun, verb, adjective. I mean, it's a whole different beast now. And he's the let's go king, for sure.
He hits a high note. I don't think anybody else could really hit that note.
Nah, he's kind of like Steve Perry of Journey of the let's go.
Exactly.
You know, he can get that high octave. So, you know, it's pretty... He's been blessed with some good vocal cords.
Pipes.
Yeah, pipes in the biz. I'm not in that biz, so.
Julian, considering how hard you can cut and move and things like that, are you even surprised yourself with the way you came back from your injury and surgery? I mean, just the way you are and the way you're able to play the entire season?
No, I'm not. Put a lot of work into it. I've dealt with that injury before, so I knew where I was going with, and you know, it's in the past and we're moving on. So yep.
Julian, who on this team has been egging Martellus on to be a little bit more colorful and a little bit more provocative this week than usual?
I don't think Martellus needs no egging on, so I think he's pretty colorful and entertaining himself.
Has no one's like poked the bear a little bit to say, hey, this is Super Bowl week, big time?
Nah, not Marty B. No one pokes that bear. That bear will poke you back.
2 weeks ago, you said you got a lot to prepare for, a team that's kind of unknown to you guys. That was 2 weeks ago. So now 2 weeks later, what do you feel about the preparation?
You know, I feel that we still have time to prepare. We had a few good days last week. We got to continue to build off those, because the more and more you watch these guys, the more and more you see why they've won so many games and why they're at where they're at. So, you know, it's the preparation process hasn't ended. You know, it's technically just started. So, you know, they're a very good football team, and you know, we're gonna have to take advantage of these next few days and go from there.
With unfamiliar teams, in-game adjustments change at all? Do they start with one guy and filter down, or can anybody make an in-game adjustment as far as staff goes?
I think that's a collective unit. Everyone's got to be able to adjust. And, you know, anytime you go into these types of games, you expect there to be some sort of adjustment. So, you know, we're just going to have to be prepared for those types of adjustments.
Jules, do you look forward to coloring your beard someday, as I am?
I don't know.
Will you keep it that long?
I don't know yet. I'm still evaluating my options.
As soon as you see that first gray hair, you're going to want to take it off.
Oh, I've got a few of those bad boys. When you play here, you definitely get some grays. So
other defense focuses on stopping, much like a Julio Jones on the other side?
I don't necessarily really focus on that. I focus on not what they feel or where their pride's going, but where their mind's going towards the game and how they're going to react to things we do.
You guys being able to beat a team with so many different guys, how special does that make your offense?
I mean, I think that's the reason why we're at where we're at. So anytime you have a lot of guys that can make plays, just through the years of playing, that's usually the teams that go further, and you know, it's a good thing to have that.
Julian, you've been mic'd up quite a bit this postseason. Last week, you were making a point that you weren't happy to win that game. Is that the type of attitude you've developed with your experience going to football and things like that?
You know, I was definitely happy. Just more of a, you know, there's still some meat on the bone, and you know, I like to bring those ribs right down to the bone, so got to get all the meat.
You were telling Hogan, don't wait till the next one. Is that something that you can provide now that maybe last time you couldn't provide to some of your teammates, that kind of perspective?
I mean, each year is completely different, so it's hard to say that. You know, you know, this is the ultimate game you want to play in, and you know, of course, it's always great to go out and win the conference. But you know, we're playing against the best team in the league now, not the best team in our conference. So, yeah, you got to be prepared for a battle. And I was just kind of trying to tell him that. I think.
Sorry about that. So much of football relies on communication, mm-hmm. coach to player, and then player to player. How much do you guys rely on Tom, and how much do you work on that?
You know, communication is key to all success of anything, I think. We work on that a lot. So, you know, the better we can communicate, I mean, communication goes on throughout the whole game. I mean, from personnel groups, play call, you know, on the ball. I mean, you have to be able to communicate, in split second at all times. And, you know, that's what practice is for, and that's what we like to try to prepare for and practice with all those types of things.
When Tom is calling something on the line now, are you at the point where you understand what he's calling, like you can start to see the same thing that he's seeing?
I mean, I'm not saying that I have all the answers, but, you know, our coaches prepare us pretty well enough to, you know where you're going to go with it. You know, I think the fact that I played quarterback in college helped a little bit with that. So, you know, I think the experience also does help with that. A lot of practice. So you mix all those together, and, you know, that's kind of how I got to where I'm at and got to continue to try to get bigger or better.
What kind of leader is Tom Brady?
He's a great leader. You know, he's very passionate. You know, I'm sure you guys have seen it on TV. He definitely gets a little vocal sometimes. Yeah, so, you know, that's what you need from your leader sometimes. And he's pretty good at knowing when to do it.
What can you tell to the kids that watching you on TV, you are not the biggest and wide receiver in the world, but they want to be you?
I would tell them to go out and try to find their talent, and if it's their dream, then ignore noise, ignore what everyone's going to say, and then think about what you have to do to make your craft as best as possible, and put the effort in, and you got to be relentless, and if you really want it, you got to go out and get it. So that's what I would say to them.
Yeah.
Settle down, knowing what you're going to have to do on Sunday. You know, we're designated to do this only for how long? Like 45 minutes, 30 minutes. So, you know, the rest of the day is predicated towards your regular routine. So, I mean, it's pretty similar to being at home, just probably like 1,000 more reporters. So, you know, you just got to deal with it. Well, I mean, I think it's that, you know, there's a lot of unfamiliar faces. I mean, obviously, we're familiar with you, and we're familiar with all the Boston media, but it's just different because, the stage is a little bigger, and there's a little more
people. Can you send a Mexican
fans? Viva la Mexico, and we're going to see you soon, I think. So, looking forward to it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Especially in the secondary, some really young guys. How do you try to almost maybe use that against them to some degree?
I mean, I don't know if you can use speed against someone. So I think that it's going to come down to having a good week of practice and really going out and trying to prepare for all situations and scenarios that they could put us through. And with good practice, execution, you know, hopefully game reality comes out of it.
They have a really young secondary, but it's been very good this year. Keanu Neal, one of the better rookies in the league. You know, what do you see on film with them that maybe you say, you know, we need to make sure we stay away from this and maybe implement that?
What you see with them is that, like you said, they're very fast, very instinctive. They're ball hawking, a lot of strips. I believe 22 has a record for most strip balls for a rookie. So he's coming down. He's laying the pot. He's hitting guys. So, you know, you got a fast group of guys that are trying to go after the ball, and, you know, ball security is going to be huge.
You've been in Super Bowls before. What makes this team unique from other teams you've been here with?
There's still some time to go, so. You know, we'll see after this game, and then maybe we'll link up, and I could tell you the uniqueness.
Sounds good.
All right, Bo.
How many people do you
have? I think I got like 17. Yeah. Family and friends.
You've always played with a chip on your shoulders. Has that gone all the way back, or is that something like NFL-wise as a result of sort of, you know, staying?
I'm pretty sure it's gone since I was a kid, yeah. I mean, there's 31 other teams that passed on you, so it doesn't hurt that cause.
Julian.
Tom Brady's his preparation. I wondered if you have any moments out on the practice field or meetings where pretty shocks you just how good the preparation is.
I think it's what shocks me is the level of consistency of how he consistently goes through his routine each week and how he prepares and continually does the same thing that he feels that makes him his best. So I think that's what surprised me. Well, you know, you're definitely gonna put, you know, his schedule is probably gonna go first. He's the quarterback, so you're gonna rearrange your schedule towards his to get the work in. So I guess so.
Do you ever see any concessions to age with Tom, whether it's in practice or anything at all?
Any what?
Concessions to age.
I mean, it's sure doesn't look like it. So I mean, he. He handles it better than anyone I've ever seen. That's for sure.
Julian, are you getting more dumb questions today than last night?
I would say last night was bigger.
Is there anything that you said last night that you regret today?
Yeah, I said Dan Zimmer for a musician when it's Hans Zimmer for a musician
God
that I listened
to. Damn it, you did not say that.
I did. It
you
was.
publicly apologize right now.
I'm very sorry, Hans. You know, and I look forward to putting your music on.
When you were a kid, your father said that you used to go into his bedroom and cry, "Daddy, Daddy, am I ever going to get bigger?" You know, your father said that, right?
Unfortunately, I do remember that. I hear him say that. Yeah.
Did he have a nickname for you, Peanut, my little buddy, something like that?
He just called me Jules. I'm pretty sure that's about it. Little buddy, maybe.
How many days a week would you say you cried about your size?
I don't know.
You must have. I mean, your dad said it.
You got to ask him. He's got the better. Yeah, you got to ask him.
Would you ever crawl into bed with him and sleep?
I mean, I think when you're young, you always do those types of things.
Are these the best questions that are being asked today?
Possibly, no.
Thank you.
Yeah. I would say opportunity. You know, we've had a lot of good football players come here, and you know, you're not just given something overnight here. You got to go out and earn it, and you got to put in your time. And the team needed me in different positions and different things at the time. So, because we had these, you know, the receiver position kind of covered, I guess. So yeah, that's football. So you got to put in your time. You got to earn your stripes, and be prepared for an opportunity when you get it.
Troy Brown, Wes Welker, like, everyone's got their own style. Like, you think of the way you play, like, you're more Troy, more Wes, your own deal. Like,
I just play my game, so, you know. Not like, I mean, we're all kind of similar because we played in the same system, but we're all very different because we're very different, you know.
I think Troy,
you know, he's very savvy, and Wes was probably, I mean, his option route, and, you know, you get like 6 steps and like 2 yards. So his routes as far as those were unreal. So, you know, I think it's just different all the way around.
Julian, one other quick question. Yeah. This might be in the question category, but I'm noticing the hat, the JE11 hat. How's the marketing going?
I'll tell you next week on that one, Bubs.
Okay.
I don't know, probably like 4 months ago, 3 months ago. I'm not a razor guy. I'm more of a Clippers. Keep the scruff. Got to. Ladies like it.
Politically charged the climate is right now. What are your thoughts on possibly going to the White House?
I'm not going down that.
Hi, Jurgen. The German's here again. Now, with everybody talking about Tom and you doing your magic in the slot, you know, with facing the number one offense of the Atlanta Falcons, how important is the running game and setting the physical tone early in the game, especially for you as a receiver, too?
I think it's always pretty important to be able to go out and run the ball. You know, we have a saying around here, a physically tough team is a team that can run the football, stop the run, and cover kicks. So in order to be a smart, tough football team, I would say that we'd have to definitely have a good run game. So, yeah, we got to always start that up. I mean, I picked up a lot, so he's a stud, but, you know, we're not. It's a long time ago when we played together now.
Julian, how would you describe Nate Solder as a player and a team?
Stud. You know, so Nate just comes in, and he's like the quiet giant that comes in, does his work, kind of goofy. Kind of like loves granola and type stuff, but you know, he just does his job and plays football. He's a great family guy, loves his family, and you just respect the way he goes about his business.
Do you
I got a few, but I'm gonna keep them with me. I'm gonna keep them with me. I don't want to give out my old secrets.
Is this the worst part of the week?
Yeah, you know, weekly we usually have, you know, a film cut up of situations that happen throughout the whole league. And we'll go over those situations, such as the extension of the outer bounds rule on kickoff, where if you're half in there and on the line and half on the playing field, you're extending the out of bound. Like, we go over these kind of situations all the time, so, yeah, we definitely get those a lot.
Does he show the tape and then, like, quiz people, or how does it work?
I think we just kind of have, like, he just shows the tape and explains the situation and you know, reiterates it a lot.
Hey, Julian, what has enabled Tom Brady to play at the level he's playing at age 39, which is unheard of for a quarterback?
You know, the guy takes care of his body. He stays away from tomatoes. He has a guy that rubs on his arm like 22 hours a day. I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I'm not Tom.
What did you think of the performance of Ted, too?
No, I love tomatoes. I'm a tomato guy.
Me, too.
I don't like a tomato. Salt and pepper, baby.
What did you think of his performance in Ted, too?
You've played with Tom Brady for a while now, but what's it like? You must have watched him growing up and now actually being the team.
I mean, I did watch him growing up. You know, earlier in my career, you're definitely starstruck, but getting to know him, you're like, this dude's just a goober. So it's pretty cool to get to experience that. You know, and it's an honor to get to play with the best quarterback of all time.
Did you idolize him when you played quarterback as well, right?
I did, but, you know, I idolized the way he played the game. You know, there was quarterbacks at the time in the league that got all the accolades, that did all the yards, this, that, were drafted high. But they never won like Tom. They never had that competitive edge like Tom, or, you know, as a kid, you know, that's kind of how I tried to compete when I was younger and still. So, you know, I always felt like, man, that dude, you want to play with a guy like that.
Judy, you're going to face the defense, the middle of the field, close defense. So you're probably going to get some one-on-one in the slot. Are you expecting a big game from you?
You know, I'm expecting to go out this next, you know, these next few days and take advantage of the time we have to prepare, in practice and really hone down your skills and try to get those looks as best as possible from our scout teams and our defense. And, you know, usually when you have great practice execution, it becomes game reality. So it starts with practice, and obviously, you know, we still have a few more days of that.
Now, is there a double pass on the game plan?
I wish, but who knows? Huh? You know, Josh has definitely helped me. Yeah, he's been an unbelievable coach, a great friend, not just with football, but with, you know, life. And, you know, I'm not really worried about him being a head coach right now. I'm more worried about him being the offense coordinator and getting us ready for this game, so. Yeah, Matthew Slater, probably best teammate I've ever had. The ultimate guy where you can talk to him about anything, and you know, he can help you. You know, it comes from his strong family that he has. His mother and father, you know, raised him the way they did. And, you know, it's just, he's just a great, great role model for guys in the locker room. You know, I mean, not only just kids, but the way he lives his life. You know, I love that guy, and he's definitely like a brother. And, you know, I can tell you right now, you go ask any one of these other guys, they'd probably say the same thing. He's definitely, you know, very faith, you know, he's got a huge faith, and, you know, you'd have to ask him if it carries over the game. But, you know, he definitely, has faith. Yeah, for like 4 years. You know what? I think opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You know, I wouldn't be where I'm at without my father. He's definitely guided the direction that I've gone down. You know, he's pushed me to heights I didn't think I could get to. And he sacrificed so much in his life to give his children the best opportunity to succeed in their life. So a guy that has come from a trailer to where he lives now without a father, living in multiple homes as a kid, you know, it always amazed me how he knew so much about life and all these sayings and this and that. Because I wouldn't know these types of things if I didn't have him. I don't understand how, where he learned it from. So it's always been kind of one of those things, like, you know, that dude's a tough guy, and you know, you love him to death.
I know it's probably hard to pinpoint, but is there anything you can look to and say, hey, here's where he had the biggest influence on my life?
His biggest influence on my life was probably just his mannerisms and the way he treated life. I never saw my dad in the morning. He was gone out of the house by 5 a.m. He'd get home at 6. We'd go hit baseballs, catch footballs, shoot basketballs. Then we'd go to our team practice. And then I'd have to do homework. And I mean, it was just the same routine for like 15 years. I mean, we had a week of vacation where we go to the lake in between baseball and football season. And, you know, we would bring the bat and balls to the lake. My sister would shag the balls while I hit. Like, that's what has engraved my work ethic and discipline and all that. Is come from just watching and learning from him. And, you know, when you're a kid, you sit there and you say, man, why is he doing this? What's he doing? But, you know, when you get older, you sit back and you realize that he certainly was right. So. I don't know. It's a new year, and Bill, you know Bill. It's kind of like it's on his schedule, so you know, I'm like a sheep.
How about your schedule? Does it change much? Your sheep schedule doesn't change.
I just gotta be ready 3 hours before when we have to be somewhere, just so I can get my stuff in, like my routine going. So. All I look for is, like, what time we got to be there in the morning. So, and then after that, it's kind of like you just go.
Crikey. Yeah, crikey. If Floyd Mayweather fights Conor McGregor, who would you support in that fight?
Who?
Floyd Mayweather fights Conor McGregor.
Who would I support?
Money.
I like them both. I mean, that's the thing right there. Like, you got like one of my favorite boxers against like one of my favorite MMA guys. So like, who do you go with? You know, I don't know. This is probably, you know, you definitely stumped me on that one. I'm gonna have to buy you a Faustus for that one.
Julian, what can you say about?
I know.
What can you say about Danny Amendola and the type of player that he is and all the work that he's put in to get to this point?
Danny. You know, he's just he's like a little cowboy that, you know, rides to his own note, but like, his note is always correct, if that makes sense.
It does. That's a heck of a description.
You know, like, it's unreal. He's got his little swagger, and you know, he comes in, makes a play, you know, great teammate. You know, he's a stud, and, you know, a good friend, and he's definitely like a little cowboy. You know, it's pretty crazy to get these opportunities to come to the Super Bowl. You never take them for granted, that's for sure. So this one's different because it's a completely different team. We're playing against a completely different team. And I'd be able to answer that question a lot more after the game. But definitely. Sal, what's up? Yeah, let's get one.